Ms. Watson, checking your audio this afternoon.
Hi, this is Lisa.
Hi, you're going to need to speak up.
Okay, I'm having some throat issues, so I'll try.
Oh my God, that's a long time. Well, it's 4 o'clock, so,
There we go. I always have to remind myself how this works.
It is 4:01, so I apologize for the minute delay here. Wanted to welcome everybody here to the Savannah Chatham County Historic Site and Monument Commission for February the 2nd, 2023. We have only one thing on the agenda today. Well, on the regular agenda. So first order of business is to approve the meeting minutes from way back in December 1st, 2022.
Mr. Chairman, this is Sean. I'd like to make a motion to approve the December 1st, 2022 HSMC meeting minutes.
And a second?
Eileen, second.
So without objection, meeting minutes for December 1st, 2022 are approved. The first and only thing on our regular agenda is the petition of Georgia Historical Society for a Dixon Park at the intersection of East Broad Street and Henry Street for a historical marker. And we'll hear from staff and then we'll hear from Elise.
All right. Good afternoon. This is Caitlin Chamberlain presenting a historical marker recommendation for Mamie George Williams. The applicant is requesting a recommendation for approval from the Historic Site and Monument Commission to the Savannah City Council to install a 42-inch by 38-inch cast aluminum double-sided historical marker in Dixon Park at the public right-of-way intersection of East Broad Street and East Henry Street to commemorate suffragist and community leader Mamie George Williams. As per the applicant, the historical marker highlights her political and social impact on a local, statewide, and national level. The proposed location for the historical marker is in Dixon Park, the neighborhood where Mamie George Williams lived and worked. Overall, staff found that the standards from the Historic Site and Monument Commission guidelines for monuments, markers, and public art were met. The standard for the theme is met. The Mamie George Williams historical marker illustrates the themes of civic and institutional, social and humanitarian, and local history. Williams was a native Savannian who lived and worked in the Dixon Park neighborhood. She was involved with the Greenbrier Children's Home and a board member of the African American Division of the Girl Scouts of Savannah. She also served on the board of what is now known as Carver State Bank, which served Savannah's African American population. Williams was instrumental in many fundraising efforts, such as establishing a home and training center for girls in Macon. She was the first African American woman and the first woman from Georgia to sit on the National Republican Committee. As a voting rights activist, Williams registered thousands of African American women in Georgia to vote in anticipation of the passage of the 19th Amendment, despite Jim Crow era laws and voting restrictions against African Americans, which continued until after her death in 1951. Oh. Regarding the site, staff found the area of Dixon Park to be appropriate. The applicant confirmed that they consulted with the city parks and tree department about the appropriateness of the chosen location. But staff recommends that the applicant confirms with the city that the location is clear of utilities before installation. The design guidelines are met as they follow the Georgia Historical Society historical marker dimensions and material. With regard to the funding, the applicant has secured the funding and will take on the role of all future maintenance of the marker, relinquishing the requirement of supplying an escrow payment to the city. Public notice was sent in writing to all property owners within 200 feet of the subject property, and a sign was posted at the location 15 days prior to the meeting. No comments were received. So staff recommends that the Historic Site and Monument Commission recommend approval to the Savannah City Council to install a historical marker in Dixon Park near the intersection of East Henry Street and Java Lane, with the following condition because the proposed work otherwise meets the master plan and guidelines: to provide confirmation from the appropriate city department that the location is clear of any utilities before installation. Thank you, and I'll be happy to answer any questions.
Thanks, Kayla. Does anyone have any questions of staff? Sean?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is Sean. Real quick, and you may or may not know the answer to this, but what city departments are actually needed to be able to advise about the utilities before an installation?
I am not honestly sure which.
Okay. The only reason I ask is because that's probably the most common condition that's always thrown in. And I'm wondering if there's a way that we can essentially say, hey, have you talked to, I'm making this up, the TV and audio visual department to verify that there are no utilities?
Yeah, I mean, it's usually electrical and then stormwater and then, it's got to be wastewater too, right? So electrical, stormwater, wastewater. I don't know.
Sure, I mean, I assume would the parks department contact those
parks
people
too? Yeah.
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 Well, I don't know.
Well, parks and tree, park and tree, or parks and rec. But yeah, the only reason I ask is it's, and I don't want to dwell on it, but
it just seems kind of vague.
Yeah, it's, I mean, I get it. I agree. Let's not sever somebody's phone line or whatever, cable line, what have you. Yeah, but I'm just wondering for ease of use purposes in the future. Thanks.
Okay.
Any other questions of staff? We are going to have public comment, and just briefly. So we'll have, I'm sorry.
Oh, the this one here.
Yeah.
And we will have public comment briefly. No problem. No problem. But we'll hear from the petitioner if there are no other questions of staff.
Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Elise Spettler, and I'm the marker manager at the Georgia Historical Society. I'm happy to take any of your questions at this time, if there are any.
No spiel?
No spiel today.
I'm really happy about this. So
great.
So congratulations.
Thank you.
I was going to comment that it is also right across from the Carnegie Library.
Yes.
Which is a historically African-American library that was refurbished. Right. It was closed for a while. So.
And it, as I like to say, it talks to the marker there. Yeah. We have the Colored Library Association historical marker there. So they will talk together and create a better understanding of the community there. So.
Which is not that old of a marker itself, is it?
Correct. It was within the past, I would say, 7 years.
Does anyone else have questions of the petitioner?
Hi, Eileen Baker. I was curious, in your other markers, this one is aluminum, did you say?
Yes, ma'am.
Are your other markers aluminum?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. That's it.
Any other questions?
Mr. Chairman, this is Lisa.
Oh, yeah, go ahead, Lisa. I'm sorry, I forgot you were online.
Hi there.
This is our other question.
You know, just a quick question about the wording on the plaque. I was wondering, the first line says, I can't see it right now, but well, anyways, okay, lived and worked near here. Why can't it be worded in the Dixon Park neighborhood?
Because we're trying to keep it a little bit more vague. She did not live directly on the park. So this goes with our standard style guide. We do near here to allow, just in case in the future, if the marker needs to be moved or anything, it's just how we prefer to phrase things.
Oh, okay.
And the word limit as well. So near the Dixon Park neighborhood is three additional words when we're pushing.
Second question, is the National Association of Colored Women's Clubs, it's plural, clubs?
Yes, it is plural.
Okay.
It sticks out funny, but it is plural.
Okay. Congratulations. This is a really cool plaque. I'm very excited.
Thank you.
Any other questions of the petitioner? If there are no other questions of the petitioner, we'll open it up to public comment. I see there are a few people here. If there's anyone online that wishes to comment publicly, please use the raise your hand feature, and we'll get to the people online after, if there's anyone here in person to speak. So if any of you would like to make a statement for or against this petition, you're welcome to make a statement. Do you all have any interest in making statements? Okay, you can, either one of you, just step up to the microphone and state your name and your affiliation, if any. Just right up here on the dais right here.
Roger Ames is my name. I live at 520 East Henry, and probably gonna see that marker from my house almost, but my concern is not with the marker itself. I think it's a fine idea. I support the marker. I think it's a great idea. The wording seems good to me, and the time with all these things. But as you notice in that picture, well, you may not notice, but in
could
that
picture. Could you put picture, the picture back up? I'm sorry. Just so we're all looking at it, because I, yes. Yeah. Okay. I live right around the corner myself, so I'm very familiar with this part.
Well, good for you. Now, if you look right through that open area in the marker, you will see behind that a trash can. You can see the stuff coming up out of the trash can. Yeah, well, just through it. You see through it, there's the big trash can with the white can. This is my comment. In the last few months, there has been a very significant increase. Of course, it's winter, so homeless and all of those things. We understand some of that. It's so hard to keep up. But there is a group that's coming and using the trash cans of the park, filling them up with trash instead of putting it in their lane receptacles. And this overflows all the time. So literally the place you're planning to put this, there is a trash can there that is almost every morning full of trash that didn't come from the park. It came from across the street someplace.
That's that's a fair point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't think you'd want to put a
park. And I think you're right. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt, I go by that park a lot. And I would venture to say many of those trash cans are always very full.
Always. And they're not all from little kids throwing their Oreos away. So I would appreciate it if we're going to put that in that point, what I'm all for, and you have it right there, that some, you all know who should be in contact. Somebody should be contacted in the system to speak to the people who are regularly, every day, filling that up with trash from, and we don't know why that instead of in the alley. But it's not going to look good every time anybody goes to look at that to see trash all around it. It's going to look like a really crappy area. Okay, that's my comment. Thank you.
Yeah, that's a fair point. And so I will say that's outside of our purview to, but I mean, your point is taken. I mean, I think I will myself call 311 and complain about it, but I think it's a fair consideration if we're talking about the marker. If that marker is put there, perhaps the trash can moves, or we move where the marker goes, because that's a terrible look. And it didn't occur to me. Elise, did you want to say something? I think let's finish the public comment, and then if you want to make another comment, that might be more appropriate. Absolutely.
I realize that's not your.
No, it's a fair point. It's a fair point. Did either of you want to make a comment? You don't have to. You can participate or not. It's not.
I also live right across from the park.
If you could just state your name and your affiliation, if any, for the record.
Victoria Jones. I live at 527, directly across from the marker, next to the library, and where the trash is a problem. And we've been talking to 311, and we've been talking to the alderman, and we've been talking to Green Space, and we have gone through the channels. Can you suggest what we do next? Because we have clear evidence of why it's happening. Who's doing it?
I don't want to get too off track, because this is the Historic Site and Monument Commission.
Yes,
I will say we do have the chair of the Park and Tree Commission on our commission. I don't know if Sean, you want to mention something. I don't want to get too off topic here.
We just want to know what to do next, because we've tried very hard to do it the right way.
Perhaps, actually, would you want to talk to them afterwards, Sean? I don't want to put you on the spot, but I want to keep this as controlled as possible.
Marker, it's a great idea.
But I think it is a fair point that relates to the marker, to be honest.
Sean. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is Sean. So I've got a lot I can say about it. I can talk to you after the meeting. However, I'm going to say we probably won't be completed until about 5 p.m. So if you don't mind staying around. But I will say this, as a neighborhood association president who also deals with this same type of situation, who actually went through the entire process of getting an entire park for the neighborhood that I currently live in. And I love, no offense, it's the best park in the entire city of Savannah, not playing bias, but it's well on record in previous meetings. The easiest way to fix it is use 311 and submit 311 tickets. Don't just talk to somebody. Literally go on the app, fill it out. It takes 2 seconds. You can even put in a picture. And from a previous Park and Tree Commission meeting, it was also mentioned by, ironically, Director Gordon Denny, that the more requests that go in, that's more often that the at that time, Greenscapes, now correctly renamed Parks and Tree Department, goes and empties out the trash receptacles. So the more times they see evidence and requests being put in, not just because, I talked to whomever, verbal doesn't mean anything, right? You've got to have a written paper trail. So submit the request over and over again. That's going to get more focus on it. I don't want to go too much into detail. I can go a lot more into detail we'll leave it at that.
Thanks, Sean. And I didn't mean to, I just want to keep this, but you can count on me for complaining about it myself. Okay. I understand. I mean, I think it is now that the subject has been brought up. I mean, whatever happens with this trash can, I think, Elise, did you want to comment on something?
Yes.
Maybe we could reconsider where it's placed, or to talk to Park and Tree about not putting the can there or something like that.
We had talked about moving the trash can so that there's still a receptacle there, but if needed, we can move the marker on the other side of the sidewalk if that's preferred. So
I mean, it's a bad look.
Yeah, I understand.
Yeah.
Mr. Chairman, can I make one comment? I live near Nathaniel Green Park, which is Bull and 56th Street. Same thing, homeless, garbage everywhere. We had great response from parks, adding receptacles, emptying them more frequently. We got our alderman to come along with a rep from parks, and it's been amazing the differences it has made. So they are very responsive, and Sean will tell you all about it after the meeting.
And now that we're going to have a new not to jump the gun, but maybe if we have a new historical marker there, everybody will pay more attention to it as well. Are there any other questions? I'm sorry. Are there any other public comments on the petition? If there's no one here in person, if there's anyone online, if not, we can move on to board discussion of this. I think it's a great, you know, the wording is great. At least I know, this is part of a larger program and stuff. So I think it's awesome. Also, I already commented that it being across from the Carnegie Library is appropriate and historical. And any other comments or discussion or a motion?
I'm really happy to see the Georgia Historical Society, delving into some untold stories, which I believe I read that it's sort of your new mission in a way, or
focus.
Yeah, focus, a little bit of a focus. So
she talked about that at some of an earlier meeting of that being, on a focus.
But I appreciate that, and it's great. I'm worried about the trash can now.
Yeah, no, I'm glad we mentioned it because it is a consideration. Sean.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is Sean. First off, Elise, this is probably like the least bit of pushback, if you will, that I think you've had. I kind of want to find something just to push back on it. Because I feel like you're getting off way too easy this time. No, again, thank you very much for all of the great work that the Historical Society has done in bringing about these historical markers to one of the country's best cities in the, not just the state, but the entire country. And I'm even going to go say the best world. Am I kind of biased towards Savannah? Not at all. But I really like this marker. I think it's great. I think it's well needed. I think one thing that this discussion, no matter how you look at it, will also bring about, the city of Savannah also has an ongoing trash problem, right? I worry that if you move that trash can, even to the other side, you're just opening up an even worse problem. And hey, at least they're putting it in the trash can, right? I mean, in my park, sadly, we don't have that luxury. We have to literally pick it up once a month and go from there. So, and other parks, I mean, heck, even in Forsyth. So at least they're putting it in the trash can. I'll say that. I think it's great because I want to see more and more historical markers bringing about those untold stories, right? And I think it's a great idea. And with that, Mr. Chairman, I'd like a motion to approve, or I'd like to make a motion.
Wait, before you make that motion, I was just sitting here thinking, do we want to, were you going to make an amendment to the motion? I was just going to ask Elise if, I mean, are you planning on consulting with Park and Tree to figure out where it goes? Should we collectively decide where it goes?
Park and Tree actually installs it for, Park and Tree actually installs it for us. So we kind of consult with them beforehand.
Okay.
So
that'll be an understood thing.
Right.
Okay. Sorry, Sean, I didn't mean to interrupt the motion, but.
I completely lost my train of thought. Just kidding.
Motion to approve?
I would like to make a motion to approve staff's recommendation with the stated guide exception, the provision as well, as stated.
Okay. So the motion is to approve staff recommendation.
Yeah.
This is Catherine. I second the motion.
Okay. There is a motion and a second to approve staff recommendation of the historical marker. So we'll go down like we do and say your name and how you vote.
This is Catherine. I vote yes.
Eileen Baker, yes.
Sean Mannion, yes.
Motion is approved. Thank you. Oh, I'm sorry, Lisa. Out of sight, out of mind. My apologies. Lisa.
Aye.
The motion is approved. My apologies. Okay, the motion is approved. We have one other order of business, which is, I forgot what the nominating committee, who made up the nominating committee? Could they identify themselves, please? So the nominating committee is to announce nominations for chair, vice chair, and secretary. Thank you all. Thank you all for coming.
Thank you. Thank
okay. You. That's weird. It won't. I have it up here. It just isn't.
Oh, that's not you.
Finally caught up.
Okay. I was wondering what was going on. Sean, go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I don't think I'm going to go without speaking or without stepping on anyone's toes, but Mr. Chairman, the nominating committee was a three-person panel of Eileen, Lisa, and myself. We met back in December, and we had voted to, I think they were pretty much unanimous as to who we were going to choose, and unfortunately, my brain is drawing a blank.
Careful, such careful deliberations that it.
Hey, Eileen was going to blows with everything. About.
Does anyone on the committee remember what your decision was?
Ooh, I was hoping that it had been sent to y'all.
Lisa, do you have any recollection of this meeting?
I do, and I did send it to. I sent our nominations.
Thank God.
Yes, so we have. We're nominating, I'm going to blank on her name. I'm sorry.
I'm glad there's no one here to witness this.
Ashley, I think, was chair.
Yes. Ashley
was vice chair and.
No.
No.
Okay.
You voted for me. We decided that I would be vice chair. And if Chris wants to go be secretary, that's what we decided.
Okay. Does that comport with the email that you have?
Yes, okay. It does.
Repeat, please.
Yeah. Could you repeat that for the record?
Yes. So the nominating committee voted to nominate Ashley Range as chairman, Lisa Watson for vice chair, and then Christopher Monroe for secretary.
So Ashley is not here to accept or decline. So, okay. So should we wait for all of them or? We could vote now. And then, so that means that Lisa, you will be vice chair next meeting and we'll have to conduct the meeting.
Oh, really? Oh, man.
Well, so are you, I get the question is I'm fine being secretary, but everyone has to agree to the role that they're being elected to.
Has Ashley.
And so the vice chair would sit in. If the chair is absent, the vice chair conducts the meeting. Are you comfortable with that?
I'm not comfortable, but I will do my best. I hate public speaking. I absolutely hate public speaking, so I will be throwing up prior to the meeting. But other than that, I will do my best.
Okay. So what do you advise that we do here?
Here, you want
to? Okay. Because I would almost prefer to defer it and have a discussion with Ashley and.
Yeah, because I mean, you all didn't talk to her about whether she wanted to be chair. No.
No, I.
Because I mean,
I'm
she's
sorry.
No, it's okay. You know, it's not a requirement.
Well, I had the understanding that we're not supposed to talk to the nominating people prior to the meeting.
Well, I mean, then we run into the problem of like if someone just absolutely doesn't want to be the position that they're getting nominated for, I personally wouldn't want to elect a chair or vice chair or secretary that doesn't want that position. that's not a sound policy.
It sounds like Lisa's accepting vice chair and you're accepting secretary. But we
Lisa,
can
are
wait.
You accepting the vice chair nomination?
Yes.
Okay, and I accept the nomination of secretary.
But I mean, I would recommend waiting.
Okay.
For
let's
all
defer.
Of them until.
Let's after. Defer till next. Well, it won't be next month. It'll be, I guess. Do we not have a meeting next month?
No, we didn't get any items today.
Okay. So in 2 months, we'll
have a meeting.
And I might actually, Sean, I was going to, let me just finish my thought. I was thinking I can email Ashley. Perhaps we can meet a little bit earlier? Would that be, if it's on the record, could we meet here and have a discussion prior to the meeting? Yeah,
that's what a lot of the nominating committees do.
Okay, that makes sense, because then we can discuss how this is going to transpire. Eileen, you had a comment, and Sean.
Yeah, so you sort of answered my question. Would Ashley be a part of this meeting?
Yes. I mean, and I think Ashley is absolutely competent, but right. She has missed a number of meetings, which is not a, you know, that other people have other stuff to do. But that means if the chair is not here, the vice chair would have to conduct the meeting.
Mr. Chairman.
Lisa, go ahead, Lisa.
I will tell you, I have a work commitment in April and will not be at that meeting.
Chris, have you been vice chair yet?
I have. I mean, am I able to go back to vice chair after being chair?
What a Chris, diva. Where's Pam? Pam.
Well, I mean, I'm happy to conduct the meetings. I'm always here for the meetings. So.
Pam is out this week to ask that question.
Okay. Perhaps that's a question. I'm not trying to take it away from anyone, but, you know.
Well, no, I'm just trying to you know, get all the options out there, too, because let's say that both Ashley and Lisa can't be here in April. That's true. It defaults to you anyway.
Okay. Let's have this discussion prior to the next meeting, whenever it is. And if Ashley could tell us that she doesn't actually want that position either. I mean, that would, I don't know where that would put us, but I doubt she's going to say that. But Sean.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. This is Sean. My recommendation was, all right, so there's nothing on the docket for March's meeting, right? There have been no submissions. Why don't we just use that meeting as, because.
Are you all okay? I mean, we could do that via Zoom, too.
We should be planning for it anyway. Then if we don't receive any, what's it called? Great. But my worry is that we also don't receive, and I've, not saying this will happen because I know Leah's probably going to say, oh, I have 48 emails sitting in my inbox right now about them for the email or for the April meeting. Then we don't have a meeting for April, so then we've kicked it down the can.
No, that's not a bad idea.
January all the way, because it was supposed to be done in January. Here we are February. I get it. But let's still meet in March, and the only item on the agenda is, for lack of a term, what are we calling these things?
Nominating committee.
For the vote. That's the
nominating
because the deadline
discussion and vote. Are you all okay? I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I do think it would be good for somebody to ask Ashley beforehand, though.
Yeah.
Because if she says no, then
we just have a discussion. We'll have that discussion, I guess. Yeah. Right. Sean.
Thank you. Here's Leah. That is a great idea. Here's my thought as somebody who sat on the nominating committee. If I have to make a motion about this, fine, I don't care. I'll do it. Go ahead. I can reach out to Ashley, gauge, see what she says. If she says no, then I can reach out to the nominating committee. We can come back, have a brand new slate of positions, and then bring that to the table for the March meeting.
Is that?
Do I have to make a motion about that?
No, I mean, I think that sounds good. That sounds like a good plan. Eileen, were you going to say something?
No. Just taking it in.
Okay. That sounds like a plan. Are you all okay with that?
Totally.
Lisa, are you? Oh, you said you wouldn't be able to make the next meeting.
No, I will be here in March, not in April. Okay.
Could we do that via Zoom? Is that a possibility?
But state law does not allow.
Oh, we're done with Zoom? It's expired?
Yep. State law, the
even if it's recorded?
Lisa can. Well, Lisa's vote doesn't count today.
She's not here in person.
Right.
It doesn't count.
No, it's against state law to attend virtually. It was only allowed during the emergency order during COVID.
I just learned that. I did not know that. No.
I didn't know that.
Does that apply to all commissions?
What kind of sense does that make?
Every single commission. Yeah. Really?
Yeah. So that's a state law, not a federal.
It's a state law. Yeah. You can miss if you're sick, but you have to have a doctor's note.
Okay, I'm just learning all this now.
Yeah, I think it's like 3 with the doctor's note. Like if you have COVID.
Okay.
For December.
What?
I wasn't here.
You what?
I wasn't here in December.
But I mean, you can miss meetings. Mm-hmm. I'm saying you can do Zoom with a doctor's note. Mm.
And then your vote would count?
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Interesting. Okay. I didn't know any of that.
Yep. Sorry. I'm surprised we didn't go over all that with you when we came back in person.
Now we know.
My apologies.
Now we know.
Yep. We can't actually do Zoom. So.
That's very odd, but oh well, we don't debate that policy here. Okay, so we will plan on a meeting in March, same time, same place, with the purpose of discussing the nominating committee and who's going to do what. Great. Any other new business or anything for anyone to say? Okay, this is the last time I'll be able to use this.
We doubt that.
Oh.